Spirit Radio Podcasts.
I still remember putting on my little smock. I think it was like a smock, yeah.
Yellow smock.
A smock going back to school. And I still remember I was trotting off happy as Larry. And I remember my mum in floods of tears. And I think there'll be a lot of mummies and daddies. My next door neighbours, one of their little girls, was looking gorgeous in her uniform, heading off first day at school. It's a very emotional day for children as much as it is for parents. But there's another thing that you have to balance with back to school, with the emotional energy of it all, as well as physically just getting everything ready and all the organisation, is balancing it with whatever is going on in your work life. So how can employers best support their employees when their children are starting school or going back to school, and how can employees kind of seek that balance and that kind of support as well? That's something that our next guest is going to be talking to us about. She's a lot of experience working especially with women in their workplaces to ensure the best outcome for them during different times, whether it's going on maternity leave, coming back off maternity leave, and also just kind of balancing your work life with what's going on at their kids' life as well. And with us in studio I have business, life and maternity coach Sarah Courtney. Morning Sarah, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Wendy, and great. Thanks.
Well, your two little girls are here, I'm sure, listening to you outside the studio. So you have a few days before they go back to school.
I do. Another 3 or 4 days of freedom before we're back to that routine and rushing. So.
And can you remember, I know one of your little girls is going into first class.
Yes.
And you have another starting school next year. Can you remember that time when it was starting school? It's a massive change, isn't it?
It's a massive change. And, you know, the kids might be ready, but you're not necessarily ready. And just thinking about that next step for them. And I think once they start school, they're kind of out there and they have this whole other life that you don't know a whole lot about. You get very little feedback from your kids as to how their day went. They might have played something, but you don't know a whole lot about what's happening in their day. So school really is the start where they start learning their independence and starting that stepping away from you a bit. So that's tough.
From a workplace perspective, what do you think of the attitude? Or maybe there's a balance on this. Some people would have an attitude, you know, you leave home at home and once you come into work, you're in work and that's the end of it, no matter what's going on at home, whether it's good, bad or indifferent, and there's kind of almost no humanity in some workplaces. Is that a good attitude to have? Is it helpful?
You know, I think that's changing a lot. I think people are bringing the whole of themselves to work now, and of course while they're at work they're focusing, and they need to focus, and it does them a better service really to focus on work when they're there, and then when they're home with their kids be focusing on their kids. But employers are becoming a lot more flexible now with realizing that they've hired a human, they've hired a person who has absolutely a professional life but also a personal life as well, and a lot going on outside of the workplace. So I think there's a lot of changes there.
I know, just with some friends, and that they would have taken a day or two off when they have one of their children starting school because it's such a big deal. Again, do you think that attitude has changed where it's like, yeah, that's great, of course, like, understand you need a day or two to go through this transition phase? Or do you think in some cohorts there's still being a kind of an attitude of, seriously, you're not just going to drop them off and come back into work?
Yeah, I think you know, it's really up to each individual how they approach that with their employer, and hopefully they're working with an employer who respects the fact that they have this great thing happening outside of work as well. So, you know, early communication, talking to your employer, finding out what it is that you would need from them just to manage that first few days or maybe the first few weeks in terms of flexibility, seeing what might be available, what other parents in the company have done before. There's lots your employer can do to, I guess, listen to you and to take that opportunity to engage with you, as you say, on that humanity level, to find out maybe a little bit more about you, what kind of, you know, age your kids are, their names. They don't necessarily know these things in the normal course of the working day. So employers taking that chance to get to know their employees a little bit better and to extend that offer of communication and flexibility, it's really helpful.
In terms of, let's split it up maybe into two parts in terms of pieces of advice. We'll start with the employer first, and we're obviously talking mainly about back to school at the moment. But also over the course of the summer, it's even just change of routine and all that sort of stuff. You know, kids will have been in various different camps, or if they're in Montessori, that might have stopped. There's a lot of change that happens around September. What's your advice for employers who want to kind of really support their employees at this time?
I think the first piece of advice is engage with your employer, listen to them, with your employee, listen to them. Find out what exactly is it that they need at this time, and don't make any assumptions. So sometimes we think, oh, you must need this, or maybe mum needs this, but dad doesn't need something. So really just listen to your employee and ask them, what do you need from us at this time to help this a little bit, be a little bit easier for you?
I'm thinking now that it obviously depends on the manager, and it depends on the company, and whether there's, you know, for example, some companies have really good social clubs where they'll have subsidised family activities. Mm. And I remember going to one with my husband's company, I think at Christmas time, and it was one of these like Santa trains and all that sort of stuff. And it was really nice because you got to meet other people and their children. And again, it was like, oh, the human side, you're not just this worker. Just is that helpful? Just kind of, and we're not talking about it all the time, but sometimes just blending the kind of work and home life together.
Yeah, you know, a lot of companies have parent networks, so they will actually go to the trouble of setting up groups within the company to connect other working parents, so that they have somebody to go for a cup of coffee with if, you know, they're having a tough time or a bad day, or just to share tips and advice. So that's again another opportunity for the employer to recognise that their employees are also possibly working parents, and to find ways to connect with them through the other employees in the organisation.
What would you say to a mum or a dad? And I don't know, is there still a bit of a gender bias on just the mum side, where if a dad went into his manager and said, I want to come in a few hours late on Monday because my son or daughter is starting school, that they might be kind of looked at funny? Or is that changing?
I think it's changing, and I think again this is about role modelling, having people at senior levels with their kids starting back to school, whatever age they might be, taking that time visibly to say, I'll be in late, or I'm taking a couple of days to settle my child, or just to really be there for them as they start this new chapter in their academic life. But having that role model of other mums and dads in the organisation, taking that time out, allows it happen for more junior people in the organisation.
Is there a recognition of this idea of a child settling in, whether it's starting with in a new school, it could be starting in a creche, it could be starting with the childminder or grandparent, whatever. It's very well known, this settling in period. But does that translate into the actual businesses here in Ireland, where it's kind of seen as understood that there's going to be a little bit of flux while that's happening?
Yeah, I think as long as the employee is communicating with their employer and saying, look, this is what I need in the first few weeks. And you're very you're right there in what you're saying. If they're starting in childcare, there's probably going to be germs and sicknesses and reasons to be out of the office. If they're starting in school, there's different challenges there. If they're starting in secondary school, there's different challenges there. So really, I suppose the message for me is communicate. Have the employer and the employee communicate together and work together to find a compromise that means the work gets done, but the employee gets the time with their family that they need so that they can be there for their children.
It seems there's such a difference, Sarah, and obviously a lot of the time we're just going on anecdotal conversations with friends. You know, you hear fabulous stories of some companies that are so flexible, so supportive, and then you hear of other companies, you know, I have friends and companies where they're literally, the pressure that they're under and getting home at 7:30 at night and not getting to see their kids, there's a vast chasm between cultures. What is the best way to try and bring it? Really needs to happen on a large scale. Is it the bigger companies that need to take leadership? Is it a government thing, or where does it need to come from, or is it the people themselves?
You know, I think the big companies have a strong role to play here in setting out best practice. And they're not doing this just because it's the right thing to do, even though it is the right thing to do. They're doing it because treating people well means you have happy performing staff.
And better
productivity.
And that
contributes to the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Of course, you're always going to get different companies, maybe even different sectors, where there's more of a challenge there. And that's where the people power of it comes into it. Really knowing your value and communicating with your employer, making sure that they're clear, you're clear on what value you're bringing, and saying, look, this is a short term thing. I just need a little bit of support during this time. The hours will get made up in this way, or the work will get delivered in this way. It shouldn't be a big deal. And I think if your employer feels that back to school is a big deal, then they have to do a little bit of thinking about their future in terms of how long they're going to be able to operate like that for.
Well, that's the very good kind of practical advice for employers and employees. But what about just practical advice just for parents who are trying to logistically kind of think about managing everything and balancing everything? Have you any advice there?
Oh, gosh. You know, I suppose it depends on your circumstances, how many kids you've got to get out the door in the morning, at what stage that they're at. For me, with my girls, you know, we've been talking about how great the summer has been and spending time reflecting on that. And I think that's a really nice thing to do as the summer ends and the new school year begins. And then looking forward, you know, how do we want this to work? So finding age appropriate ways for your kids to get involved in making the morning run smoother. You know, my daughter has decided she's going to make a list of the things that she needs to do, and I'll make a bit of a fuss about it, and we might get some photos or images, and we'll use the printer and just make it a bit of fun. But she can tick off her tasks in the morning, and that for me is delegating the task to her, but she feels like she's really involved, and that's a bit of a sense of responsibility for her. So there's so many things you can do. I heard a top tip there, somebody saying put on upbeat music in the morning to get, you know, people out of bed in better form. Lots of little things you can do just to make that morning run smoother.
Yeah, starting your day the right way. Well, it's been great as always. If you just joined me, I've been talking to Sarah Courtney, who's a business, life and maternity coach. And if you want to get in touch with Sarah, her website is sarahcourtneycoaching.ie. Sarah, thanks for joining us this morning on Spirit Radio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie. Yeah.